Let's talk a bit of footy now. Bryce Gibbs is from the Carlton Football Club, and they've got a big year ahead in 2016. And you can call and become a member 1300 Carlton or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Bryce, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, Bryce.
Now, just the I suppose the new faces, Bryce. You probably had to get to know a lot of new faces.
I'm actually still trying to learn some of the boys' names. Actually, there's that many of them, but yeah, it's been great. We've had a big list change over the break, and we've got a lot of new enthusiastic kids coming into the group and driving the playing group, which has been great, and they're all quality kids as well. So yeah, there has been a few changes.
Bryce, I guess one of the biggest names who have come into the football club, the biggest changes for you guys, is the coach in Brendan Bolton. And can you give us a little bit of a snapshot of just how he's gone over the pre-season?
Yeah, I've been really impressed, not only with Brendan, but all the new assistant coaches that they've brought to the club. Majority of the coaching panel's changed, and they've all come from successful footy clubs, and they're bringing a lot of stuff to the table. And the playing group's really thriving on it, I reckon. We're learning a new game plan at the moment, and we're doing things that we've never done before, and it's been a really great learning experience, especially for some of the older guys that have been around the place for 8 to 10 years. We're really enjoying it.
How much of a difference of a game plan, I guess? You had one under Mick and obviously this new one under Brendan. How big of a change is it going to be?
Yeah, pretty significant. We're doing a lot of things that we've never done before, like I said. And we sort of stripped it right back and started again. We're learning all new defensive techniques. We're learning a lot of new offensive techniques. And each coach has brought their little part that they've learned along the way. And what I've been really impressed with all of them, how well they're teaching the group, and it's been real refreshing.
Tell us, because it's an interesting thing, changing a whole entire game plan, Bryce, throwing one out and having a new one. How do you do it? How much is spent actually in the video room, in the training room, you know, having a look at it, how you do it?
Videoing training?
Yeah, on the board, and then going out and actually doing it on the ground.
It is quite difficult. Obviously, we had from day one of pre-season till we start games, or really round one. Brendan's come in and he wants to get as much in as he can, so we're ready to go by round one. And obviously, you still need to give the players their time off and their day off and their time away from the club, but he's really, you know, pushing the boundaries and keeping everyone at the club as long as we can, like you said, not only on the track learning it, but in the meetings, watching it on the vision, learning it, trying to just not waste 1 minute that we're at the club to so he can teach us what he needs to teach us before we get the season underway.
Bryce, you spoke about a lot of the player changeover this year, and I guess Sam Kerridge, Lachie Plowman, Jed Lamb, Liam Sumner, Andrew Phillips, these guys who have played footy before, how have they settled into the footy club?
Yeah, really well. They're all quality people, and they've all brought a real professionalism to the club. They're all really hard workers, and it's been great to get to know them and learn a bit about them as well. So, yeah, they're going to bring a bit of experience to the club as well. Obviously, we've got a pretty young group, and to have some guys come in like that with a bit of experience behind them is going to be pretty handy for us, I reckon.
And you never want to put too much pressure on young guys, Matty, but when you're the son of a gun and the gun of a grandfather, got a grandfather who's a gun as well, Jack Silvani, how is he going?
Yeah, he's going well. He's going well. Obviously, copying the nickname Sauce around the club a bit, which has been good.
So you guys really thought about it.
So, no, he's going really well. He's a very mature kid, and he's just taking it all in his stride. So not only him, but all of the first-year guys are quality kids, and I've got a bit of learning to do, but they're picking it up really quickly, and I've been impressed by all of them.
You talk about the new game plan, Bryce, and I don't want you to give it away, but just give Carlton fans maybe just a couple of little things, subtle things that
razzle-dazzle, that you might through see the middle,
a little bit different in 2016.
Oh, well, obviously to kick more goals than the opposition.
Yeah, that's always the start, yep.
We'll probably look to do things a bit more collectively instead of in the past. We've probably relied on few too many to get the job done, and it's definitely a lot more team orientated this year. And like I said, we've worked hard on our defensive side of things, and also not forgetting that when we're up and going, we've got some of the best attacking players in the competition, so we're definitely going to encourage bringing Matt Flair back to the group as well.
How's Paddy Cripps going this pre-season, Bryce?
Yeah, he's going well. He's put on a few more kilos and looking.
He doesn't need to be any bigger, does he?
Oh mate, it's scary. He's going to be take his game to another level. I think next year he came back in superb nick and he's been training the house down. So watch out for him to have another good year.
Big Levi Casbolt. Look, if he can get his game together, Bryce. Now Moons here is one of the great goal kickers of all time, kicking the clutch goals. How's he going? And just how much time does he spend on goal kicking and those types of things in the preseason?
He's going well. He spent most of the preseason in the rehab group, Levi. But I can't fault his efforts to improve his goal kicking enough. He works on it harder than probably anyone at the club. Every opportunity he gets to get out there and have 10, 20, 50 set shots at goals when he can, he does that diligently. So, yeah, it's something he's always wanted to improve on. And I think he's come a long way in that area, but he's still working hard on it to keep improving that. So, yeah, he's looking to get back with the main group in the next week or so and start getting some quality training under his belt.
What about you, Bryce? How's pre-season going for you, one, and two, how's family life treating you?
Yeah, I'm going well, thanks, Moons. Been doing the whole program so far, so fully recovered from that pec injury, which has been nice. Family life's been good. Got the little Charlie, who's 7 months now and starting to crawl around and keeping us on our toes, so it's been good fun.
Gone nowadays, the days, Matty, where you just sit back and relax. He's crawling. He's going to get into everything. He'll be pulling everything off the table, smashing everything to bits.
Do you get to have a bit of a rest after a hard session, Bryce? Are you straight into it when you get home?
No, I try and get home and give the missus a chop out when I can. She obviously spends most of the day with him, and sometimes I get there and she's had enough, so I have to do my best work, changing the nappies and feeding him the bottles. So try and help out where I can.
All right, you're doing a good job, Bryce. We look forward to seeing the new look Carlton in 2016. Good luck with the rest of the preseason, and we'll see you in the NAB Challenge shortly. I think you play Hawthorn first up, the very first game down there in Launceston, Bryce. So looking forward to it.
Thanks, boys. No worries, Tom.
Bryce Gibbs, the Carlton star, joining us there. Carlton's members well and truly flying at the moment. The Blues are reaching 30,000 members before Christmas, a club record, that is. Join them on the journey and be a Bound by Blue sign-up as a member, 1300 Carlton, or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au.